Hello, patrons. Hope you're well. 5 minutes added on. It's James. I've got a guest on 5 minutes added on. It's Clayton Fernandez. Hey, Clayton, you well?
Buongiorno. I'm well. I've moved back into my parents' house this weekend, so that's I've been renting for the last 18 months or so,
He's
so it's
going home. He's going home. Clayton's
so
going home. Clayton's got some news he wants to share with you folks. So, floor is yours, mate.
Fabrizio Romano tweeted Clayton Fernandez to university. Here we go. So
Congrats.
I this is big news, isn't it? I've left Recaba. And
Wanker.
yeah, and I'm going back to university. So I'm actually pursuing a career change at the age of 29, and I'm very lucky that I've identified what it is I actually kind of want to do with my life and career, I think. And I want to become a sports psychologist. So yeah, I think psychology is a area that, to be honest, so when I was in school, psychology wasn't really a thing, and psychology is just something that I've kind of become interested in throughout my 20s. Like I've been very open, like I do therapy, I've done therapy throughout my 20s, like struggled a lot with my mental health in my early period. So I think that's where the kind of interest in psychology came from. So the, okay, I behave this way and this is why, and this is the psychological principle behind it. And I think I've just got a real innate behavior of curiosity, like just my mind always wanting to understand why is this, why is that, which is good and bad sometimes. But fast forward to, obviously, I've been at Recaba for about a year, and we work with, I won't name her, but she's an organizational psychologist, right? And she's brilliant. And Suj is obviously big on psychology. You're big on psychology. So I think I've been in an environment that has kind of honed that interest that I've had and more turned it into, holy shit, like I fucking love this stuff. And yeah, I just, it was something that just felt right. It was almost like a light bulb moment, just like, I really think this is what I'm meant to be doing. And like I'd say, even in like I've worked in the corporate world for kind of 7 years, I'd say my biggest strengths and skills have always been my kind of in air marks soft skills, like my empathy levels, my ability to communicate, active listening, all of that stuff. And even like as I was kind of being mentored and taught by Serge and the organizational psychologist, understanding like learning styles and motivators and all, like that is stuff. I'm someone that's very in tune with my kind of sensations in my body, and like my body lights up when I learn about stuff like that. So yeah, that's what I'm, long story short, I'm waffling, but I've identified what it is what I want to do. I'm very passionate about it. So I've been offered a place at my first choice uni, and obviously, yeah, thanks to you, James, and Suj being like very supportive, and in terms of actually like leaving, which has been sad, but going and pursuing this. So I start in September, and yeah, back to uni, which is going to be odd. I
So
graduated in
where's uni?
2017.
Mum and dad's house.
So the uni is called AECC University College. They're rebranding to the University of Health Sciences. Their campus is in Bournemouth, but it's one of those online ones. So I can do everything online, which is what I intend to do, because commuting to Bournemouth, as lovely a place as Bournemouth is, it's not a short commute. So yeah,
It's whack that.
move back to mum and dad, so save a bit of money. Yeah, back to student life for a year. So yeah.
Good. Congratulations. I think it's really great for you that you've got an idea of where you want to go. When I first got to know you, you didn't.
Yeah.
So the fact that you've got something, you go, yeah, you've had your light bulb moment. We all have it. Actually, no, I never had it. Just Suj asked me if I wanted to do a podcast and shit, kind
But
of
then the
rolled
light
from
got
there.
turned on.
Basically, yeah, about halfway for after about a year, yeah, the light got turned on. So look, really, really well done. Clarify for the people though that this is not the end of Clayton Fernandez on Planet FPL.
No, yeah, within Planet FPL, yeah, still around, still on the pods, just more from like the kind of back end Recaba stuff, not kind of working on any of that stuff anymore. But yeah, it's depending what my schedule's like, I'll hopefully be back in the studio in September onwards as well. So just need to see what it's like, because I don't know what to expect going back to do a degree 7 years after I left uni. So yeah.
Good. Well done for sharing. Is there anything else that you want to cover?
No. That's yeah, just thought it would be good to share that. So yeah, wish me luck.
All right, good. Frankie clates. I won't keep it too long because 5 minutes added on is 5 minutes added on, basically. And you get to hear a lot more of Clates very shortly on the pilot episode of the Clayton and James Show. Give it lots of love, people. Clayton, love you, buddy. Cue music, please, man child. Actually, I don't say that, do I, on 5 minutes added on? What do I normally say at the end of 5 minutes added on?
I don't know. I don't think I have access to it anymore. You booted me out. That
I mean, that's a
was a
fucking lie.
that was a joke. That was a joke, FYI. I just thought it was
What
a
I
funny
normally
joke.
say is, that's all for 5 minutes added on. Ciao for now.